The First Book of Samuel, Chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of the hill country of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives, the name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up out of his city from year to year to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. The two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, priests to the Lord, were there. When the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But to Hannah he gave a double portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Her rival provoked her sorely to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. As he did so year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Elkanah her husband said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep, and why don't you eat, and why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his seat by the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept sore. She vowed a vow and said, "Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid and remember me, and not forget your handmaid, but will give to your handmaid a man-child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come on his head." It happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put away wine from you." Hannah answered, "No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured out my soul before the Lord. Don't count your handmaid for a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and my provocation have I spoken." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him." She said, "Let your handmaid find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her facial expression wasn't sad any more. They rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah, and Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. It happened, when the time was come about, that Hannah conceived, and bore a son, and she named him Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked him of the Lord." The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah didn't go up, for she said to her husband, "I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever." Elkanah her husband said to her, "Do what seems good to you. Wait until you've weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word." So the woman waited and nursed her son until she weaned him. When she had weaned him, she took him up with her, and 3 bulls, and 1 ephah of meal, and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. They killed the bull, and brought the child to Eli. She said, "O my lord, as your soul lives, my lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition which I ask of him. Therefore also I have granted him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is granted to the Lord." He worshipped the Lord there.